Duluth Audubon's spring warbler walks are in full swing right now, even if migration is not. The temperature's a bit above average for early April, but it seemed downright frigid at Park Point on Thursday morning, and our species total was lower than I'd expected. We saw only 15 species compared to the 27 we'd had at the Western Waterfront Trail on Tuesday. I wasn't surprised that we didn't see any warblers or kinglets yet, but was rather shocked at the low turnout of ducks. Indeed, we had more than twice as many human participants as ducks, just 5 common mergansers, even though we thoroughly and repeatedly scanned the water on the bayside and briefly braved the bitter wind to check out the lakeside. No killdeer or other shorebirds either. When we first arrived, about 130 ring-billed gulls and 4 herring gulls were loafing on the ball field. Almost all of the gulls were breeding adults. Through my scope, people could clearly see the herring gull's larger size, more massive yellow bill that lacks the black ring, and pink legs and feet, compared with the ring-billed gull's smaller size, somewhat daintier bill with the black ring, and yellow legs and feet. I like reminding people that if they can't remember which foot color goes with which gull, to think of the phrase red herring to associate with the pink feet. Unfortunately, I neglected to take a photo of any gulls today. Despite being in the open, the surrounding vegetation must have effectively blocked the wind close to the ground because the gulls faced every which way. A young bald eagle flew in, causing pandemonium for the gulls, but it just alighted on the ground to give us some fine views before it took off again. Another bald eagle alighted at the top of a spruce tree and gave us several minutes of confusion. I was pretty sure it was an eagle from the start because of its scruffy plumage and the fact that the bill seemed oversized for a hawk. But the apparent sizes of birds can be extremely misleading, and this one not only looked as small as a red-tailed hawk, it also managed to hold on to a pretty slim branch, so we spent a lot of time trying to decide which hawk it could be before we finally decided that it really was an eagle. Even so, I studied the photos when I got home to verify the decision. It appears to be a second-year bald eagle. I like to start our warbler walks in early April despite the low number of species. This is a great time to learn a few songs well, and everywhere along our walk at least one song sparrow was singing away to help people key in on how they start with 2 or 3 identical notes and then break into a jumble. Song sparrows in different areas of the country and even in different areas of the city sing different dialects, but all the songs start with those 2 or 3 identical notes before breaking into something else. One of our most interesting sightings was of 2 birds that are both too common and cause problems for other species. A brown-headed cowbird and a European starling sat side by side on the top of a spruce, and we could closely observe their differences. The long, narrow yellow bill of the starling versus the shorter, stouter, dark bill of the cowbird, the all-black, sleek body plumage of the cowbird versus the somewhat flecked body plumage of the starling, and the starling's short, broad tail with chevrons where it meets the body versus the long, narrower, all-black tail of the cowbird. As the weeks progress and we get more species, we won't devote as much time to the common ones as we could today. I'll keep posting recaps and photos of the birds we see on these warbler walks on my blog, where I'll also have information about how to join us on these free little activities, which have become such a treasured tradition of Duluth Audubon Society. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.